You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros, the first place Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, a couple of things. Let's start out with the fact that the Astros are 14 games over 500. That's their matching their season high as we record this, and could go 15 over for the first time in 2005. As Jeff Luno reshaped the team, I think some of us were surprised, I don't know if you were surprised, that he brought in an outfielder, Carlos Gomez. And so A.J. Hinch has a little bit of a juggling time. Why was Carlos Gomez such a positive in Jeff Luno's eyes? And how is A.J. Hinch going to juggle the playing time?
Well, they had to add some offense somewhere. You know, they'd added Kazmir starting pitching. They added Mike Fiers, another starter. But they could use another bat. And, you know, their outfield situation is kind of fluid, especially with Springer out. They're mix and match of guys, Rasmus and Tucker. And, if they could just get another bat to add stability. And I think Gomez was a good fit for them just because he has the ability to be a high on base guy, gold glove defender, hits some home runs, runs pretty well. So, in a way, he's different than Tucker, different than Rasmus. He's going to get on base more, hits a better average. And while George Springer's out, they need a guy like that. Gomez sort of has the same skill set as Springer. He's maybe not as good when Springer finally gets going, but Springer's going to be out, until probably the beginning of September when rosters expand. So this is going to be a crucial month, and they needed another outfielder, another bat, just to kind of bridge that gap to when Springer comes back. And when Springer comes back, now look at what you have. You have George Springer, you have Gomez, you have Jake Marisnik, the Gold Glove caliber outfielder, and then you got Preston Tucker, who's done a great job as a rookie in the year of Rasmus. So you have all kinds of options in the outfield. But I think with Gomez, it gives them just another bat until Springer gets back, and then they'll be that much better.
Brian, do the Astros have any idea when George Springer will be back? And do you think this trade was made with the idea that, hey, we're not even sure we're going to get George Springer back this year?
Yeah, I think it was. I think they don't know yet. He's still in that path. He still has to be a doctor and get cleared. And once he does, he's got to ease back into it. We're talking about a fractured wrist, so we're talking about taking a few days to swing a bat, put the glove on. He's going to have to go to minor league rehab, assuming the minor league season isn't over when he's able to do this. So he's going to be minor league rehab for, a week like Jed Lowry did. So he's a long ways away, and you're right. Maybe there's a setback. Maybe in his doctor checkup, maybe it takes longer than they thought it would. And, they're really counting on him, and they've missed his bat. So I think in the back of their minds, if Springer doesn't come back for some reason, we can still go to battle with Gomez, Marisnik, Tucker. We still like our outfield. But, there's been no reason to believe that he's not going to be back at the 6 to 8 week mark. We're looking at early September. But the next few weeks will be critical. You've got to get that cast off, start getting some baseball activity going. Then we'll have a better idea.
Brian, Lance McCullers has given up, I think, more than 3 runs in only one of his starts. And he's got one of the best curveballs in baseball already. As you've watched this kid pitch, and I don't know, I don't want to say he's mature, because apparently he was pretty mature when he got here. What are the things, either on the field or off, that impresses you the most about him?
Well, he's got good stuff, electric stuff. He looks like he belongs. Nothing seems to faze him. Kind of the same way Carlos Correa does. He just looks like he steps on the field at 21 years old, and he looks like he's a 3 or 4 year veteran, and he's not afraid to compete. And similar with Correa off the field, he's very comfortable. He comes from a major league family, so being in a clubhouse, a major league clubhouse, is not a big deal to him. But he's very comfortable in the clubhouse, very relaxed. And one of the funny things he did after his last start was after the game was over, we were talking to AJ Hinch, and AJ was telling us that his breaking stuff early, the first couple innings, was really good. And so when we got to Lance and we cornered him and we said, early on your breaking stuff was really good. And Lance was like, well, it wasn't good later in the game. And he started,
kind of left when got it going. And on the subject of Carlos Correa, I think every time you and I talk, you, and as you're standing on the field during BP watching games, there are not enough good things you could say about. We're running out of things to say about this guy. One of the things I saw is he struck out. He walked 3 times and struck out 20 times in June, walked 11 times and struck out 20 times in July. So clearly the guy's never been overmatched. He's getting better, the whole deal. So as you watched him grow up or get comfortable in the big leagues, what are the things that stand out about him to you?
Well, you know, I watched a couple of games on TV that I wasn't working over the weekend, and he's still the guy when he comes to bat. You kind of, if I'm going to the kitchen for a snack and Correa's up, I stop because I just think he's capable of something amazing at any time. And he had a 2-home-run game, I think, on Saturday. I think he's already a superstar. I mean, I think he's going to win an MVP award or two. He's got a great shot at Rookie of the Year. I don't even know who his big competition would be, but it's going to be hard at the end of the year to deny his numbers and what he did and come and help a team go to the playoffs. But you're right. I don't know what to say about him anymore. He's a complete package. I don't think he's a star in the making. I think he is a star, and he's getting better. He's going to hit more home runs. He's going to hit for higher average. Definitely the game is not too fast for him. He's 20 years old. It's just amazing that this kid is able to do what he's going to do. And Houston fans, I mean, they're going to enjoy him for a long time. And, I think he's got a chance to go down as one of the all-time greats. It's hard to say he's only 20, but assuming he stays healthy and something drastic doesn't happen, he's got all the tools mentally, physically to be a fantastic player.
As we record this, the Astros are 11-4 since the All-Star break, best record in the American League. 4-game lead in the AL West. As you've seen, can you talk about how you've seen the confidence grow in these guys? And I know you and I talked to people, and there was a lot of press coverage last week in the Angels-Astros series. These guys, they know they're good now, right? It's not fun and games. They know they're good enough to go to the postseason, right? It's amazing how that has happened.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they can smell it a little bit. I think one of the big games was the Castro walk-off home run win in the last homestand. And that's the first time I felt that, they're celebrating a home plate. You have a guy in Castro who's been here longer than anybody, seen more losses than anybody, hits a walk-off home run to win 3-0 and before a packed crowd, and they're celebrating at home. And I know for me, I was like, okay, this is for real. These guys are in this to the end, and I think they believe that in this clubhouse now. Management goes out and brings in three key players who are going to help this team in the second half. That gives them confidence that they're going to be in this to the end. Ted Lowrie returns after the All-Star break. So I think we've reached the point now. This is a cute, funny story. The Astros, I mean, they're going to be in this for the last week of the season, whether they can finish it off or not. We'll see, because it's going to be uncharted territory for a lot of people. But I think right now, they believe they can win. They believe they can make the playoffs and be hard to bet against them at this point. Hello?
Appreciate the time, Brian. Pretty amazing what we've stepped into. I'll talk to you later.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.